Welcome to the PT Coffee Cast, a podcast helping coffee-infused clinicians elevate their practice by realizing the tools they already possess. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the PT Coffee Cast, brought to you by The Movement. My name is Dalton, and alongside me today is my beautifully bearded friend, William. William, how are we doing today?
You know, I really can't complain. I'm feeling pretty good. How about you?
Not bad. It's been a good morning. We've got a cup of coffee, which is my third cup of coffee. Which is crazy because it's only 9 a.m.
It's your third cup already?
Yeah. We also This is the little things in life. We learned that these mics have little magnetic pieces on the back of them that you can use to clip onto your shirt so you don't have to clip them on to the top. And that was groundbreaking for me.
That made me feel really warm inside.
Yeah.
When I heard that.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little things.
Yeah, definitely. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. We're back with another episode. If you aren't subscribed to the podcast, make sure you subscribe on your podcast platforms. If you want to see our beautiful faces, you can head over to the YouTube channel and you can subscribe to the YouTube channel so that you don't miss out on any video episodes that we put out. We're also putting out some other content there, so check it out. We're trying to get that up to 500 subscribers. Trying to add some value to your life. But yeah, we're going to dive into another episode. Today, we're gonna hit on a couple things, but I think first off, I just want to give like a massive, we're going to pump our own tires here a little bit, but I want to give a massive shout out to like the Movement Physio and Performance team. We hit 200 Google reviews as of yesterday with a 5-star rating, which really hypes me up. And I think, you know, beyond the numbers, you know, the 200 reviews, the 5 stars, like that's all great. The quality of the reviews that we get with people sharing their experience just like really fires me up. And I love like whenever I'm feeling a little bit like down, a little frustrated, you know, as we all get sometimes, like going back and reading those reviews really like fires me up. And so I think it's something that's super important for us to like celebrate as a team.
Yeah. To be honest, it makes me a little emotional because like when we started this, it was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see some of the descriptions in, you know, I know what it all means.
Yeah.
Right. To those people. And like the fact that there's 200 of them blows my mind.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we're so connected to it because like, you know, we had this vision, this idea of what we always wanted the movement to become and like the experiences that we wanted to have and the experiences that we wanted people to have when they come to these doors. And like, you always envision this and like, we've built everything off of that, but like, you always have this doubt that like, that's not going to happen. And I think like, even when you do have evidence that like that stuff is happening, that doubt still like creeps in sometimes. So I think this is just a good, you know, acknowledgement that like we are creating those things that you and I and Dawn sat down and like really carved out for this place. And it's been even cooler to see like the team that has grown here, people who have come here and maybe aren't here anymore that have contributed to that, people who have come here and been here the whole time, the new team members that we're adding, like that's the coolest thing for me is to like watch them come together and support that vision and that mission that we have and really latch onto it and get the outcomes that we're getting via like proof of these Google reviews that we've had.
Yeah, I mean like, and We're doing things a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we face some resistance to that. And so I think whenever you're facing resistance, you do feel a little bit of doubt.
Yeah.
But when you go in, like for me, when I go and I look at those reviews, I realize we need to keep doing this. Mm-hmm. and pushing this way because there are people that, you know, are clearly really needed what we're offering. So yeah, I mean, it's really, I feel very humbled and just proud of our team for doing that.
Yeah. And so what I want to talk about today, it was like, it's very funny how it all came together. Cause like, you know, we had the 200th Google review come through yesterday as of this recording. And the individual that left that Google review, I think their journey, their experience with the movement really encapsulated like every aspect of kind of like what we do here. And a lot of what we talk on this podcast about is the client experience that includes like the conversations we have on the phone, you know, the emails that get sent out to them before they come in, the initial assessment, you know, creating a plan for them, overcoming resistance and communicating and taking them through the full spectrum of care and like really being client or patient centered by like putting their goals at the fore, like all of those things that we talk about. This person hit on all of those things. And so I think kind of what I wanted to talk about today is just this person's journey through the movement and like kind of highlight the things that we talk about on this podcast and how they actually go into practice to have someone come out the other side with an outcome that we always hope that we can give people when they come through our doors.
Yeah, this is the roadmap to a 6-star review.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to read the review, but my phone is recording us, so I can't read the review. But you can go look at the review. It's the most recent review we have, probably, as of right now. I think where I want to start is with how this client ended up coming in to the movement and the importance of the phone conversation and the client experience manager. So shout out to Lauren, who absolutely crushed this. And what fires me up about this is that like we talk about the importance of calling your clients before, if you don't have a front desk that's going to do that, or emailing the client or whatever, or communicating some way. If we didn't have Lauren on our team, who crushes it at a very high level, this client would have never showed up here. Like the outcome that we want for people, that would have never happened if it wasn't for her, because this individual had filled out a bunch of forms for many different physio places in the area, and Lauren had reached out to them, and they had already booked in somewhere else when Lauren had called, and the person was kind of like, no, it's all good. I've already booked somewhere. Don't worry about it. And Lauren was like, well, would you be interested in hearing a little bit more about like what we do at the movement? And long story short, because, you know, one, we've built out this phone conversation with potential leads and Lauren doing her job at a very high level and communicating what we do here, she was able to actually get that person to come in to work with us and cancel their other appointment. And I believe the reasoning that was is because Lauren did a really good job of communicating how the movement is different, how we would approach something like an injury that this individual had. She highlighted that she was a power lifter and that we have a clinician here who understands that sport and can relate to it. And I really think that that had a big impact on, well, not think, it did have a big impact on her decision making. And I think that is an amazing example of why those interactions are so important to outcomes and to getting the people in your doors that make the most sense for you or your team.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to kind of add on to that.
Yeah.
I think you hit the nail on the head at the end there. It's like, I think on the flip side, what often happens is people call in, hey, can I book? Sure. Here's the availability. We'll see you then.
Right.
Right. And in that scenario, maybe they get booked in with someone who doesn't really make sense for them and they have a bad experience.
Which we know that this individual has had bad experiences at other places already. Yeah. Like now that we know the story more.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good point. Like that's why it's so important to have those conversations. And why like we talk about that in the mentorship very early on as like something that you as a clinician can do right now that has nothing to do with your clinical skills that are going to help you get good outcomes, or at least give you the potential opportunity to provide good outcomes for people that are looking for it.
And we recognize there's lots of challenges with that, but I think the main thing is greater awareness of the conversations that are happening and
right.
what is being communicated, and just working on that relationship with your front desk team, because that can work to your benefit in terms of getting you clients that make the most sense to work with you
mm-hmm.
and setting both of you up for success.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think, not that you couldn't work with this person, but like that may not lead to as good of an experience, right? It's just as simple as like just our front desk, our Lauren really understands each clinician and like who to put where if it can be done.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like that extra step, that extra yeah. level of providing what we call an unforgettable experience, right? And so then I think the next part is like, you know, the initial visit and kind of like working with this individual, which I think like you can speak a lot more to this because obviously you were the one that helped her get to her goals. But, you know, things are never perfect, right? So like ideally, like she comes in for an initial assessment and, you know, you're taking her through our process. And then hopefully they commit to a plan with us is our always like our goal if appropriate. But I know that wasn't like as smooth as it could have went. And so I'd love, maybe love for you to kind of hit on a little bit of like how that initial meeting went and like sharing the process of what we do here in getting this individual to commit to working with us.
Yeah, I think it all went really well just from what I remember. And I don't remember all the details because it was a while ago, but she just wasn't ready to fully commit right from the beginning. I know one of those scenarios, hey, I'll come to the session, we'll see where things go. So no problem. But the session itself went really well, right? Like, but I think in the back of people's minds, it's always like, is this the right?
Right.
You know, is this actually going to do what is being said? So I think some people just need a little bit more time to maybe think about it, experience it after the first session, kind of ponder over the plan that I provided. And then so that kind of left it at that.
What do you think was, cause she had other experiences with physios prior, right? What do you think was one of like some of the difference makers in her seeing the value in working with us? Cause to just like re-highlight to you guys, like we have a different model of care here. Like we have all hour long sessions. We have people, if it's appropriate, commit to plans and pay for those plans up front, which is a big commitment. And in terms of like cost of like a session in our area, we are probably the most expensive like place. So there's like a big commitment on that front. And so I would love to hear maybe what you think helped her see the value in that.
And these are obviously only my opinions, right?
Totally. Yeah, we don't really know.
Never
we're
really know,
we're
right?
speculating, yeah.
But I can infer from like what happened that I think the fact that I lay out a plan that clearly demonstrates, one, that I understand the sport she's involved in, and steps that could be taken to get back to it, right? Very clearly, I think that helps. And also, I got her under the bar like immediately. You know, like that was my priority since it was possible with what she was dealing with. And so it was clear, like I think, where my intent was to get her, as well as like, that I knew what I was talking about from, you know, like I have some skin in the game in terms of like the sport,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think that probably contributed.
Definitely, yeah.
I'm sure there's other things, just like I try to clearly communicate like what the problem is that we're working on and like how steps that we're gonna take to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just every step of our process, it's like after the first session, we're doing a follow-up email. We're getting them on our platform for coaching that has clear videos. You know, often it's us in the videos. And so the whole process is just very smooth. The client is very taken care of through that process. I'm sure all that plays a role, right? It's like all these little things, deliver a plan, follow up, set them up for our between session accountability and like video service, right? So like all those things are contributing.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And those are like all intentionally implemented for mm-hmm. a reason and part of like the client experience here. And one of the things that I think is the biggest impact on like getting clients to buy into a process is going through the step-by-step plan. And like we have our three-step process that we use to show the client like where they are and where they want to go. And I would say the biggest piece of feedback I usually get from clients that have gone somewhere else or had other experiences and are still having issues, and then they come and see us and we take them through this process, is they're always so communicative of how detailed we are in the plan, and like they're always like, no one's ever taken me through this process before, which always blows my mind a little bit. But I think what I think is important about that is that it's not like we're doing anything groundbreaking. Like we're not like we're using the simple ideas of rehab, the simple principles of rehab. We're just taking the time to really highlight them and communicate them effectively to the individual. So like anyone listening to this podcast can do that with their client. You just need to prioritize it. We're lucky because we give ourselves more time because we created this place to be able to do that. But even without more time, you can still prioritize delivering an effective plan and being detailed in that. And that is always the feedback that I get from people when they're like, oh, I never even had this anyone ever take me through something like this before.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And the thing is like, even if you do that, it's still so hard for people to put some of these things together, because like you're learning all this stuff and you're also in pain, and that comes with like stress and emotions.
Oh,
and
it could be a lot. Yeah.
And so you want to give them multiple opportunities to see it, right? To reduce some of that. Yeah. Reduce some of that barrier. So I think that really helps.
Yeah, for sure. And then I think the next thing that we always try to do is whatever their goal is, we immediately try to do something that either shows them the process of them getting to the goal, or if they're able to get under the bar right away and that's one of their goals, it's like we try to do that as soon as possible. And I think that is a big thing that have people feel like, oh, this person understands what I'm talking about, they get what I want to do, and they're immediately trying to implement it in some fashion. So I think that's another like important thing, right? And then, you know, obviously like having to fulfill on that whole process, which you were able to do successfully from like a rehab standpoint, which I think is also really important. Like once you get buy-in from the client, it's like making sure that you're continuing to show them where they are in the process and how they're getting closer to their goal or where they are, so that they don't end up falling off. Is there some things that like stand out to you that allowed for you to highlight that, or like have that client see where they are throughout the journey?
Yeah, I think like we're reiterating the plan and like what's next along the way, mm-hmm. Continuously at the end of each session, and checking in throughout, right, and stuff like that. But you know, within the actual sessions themselves, I think the key was like there was a transformation along the way of gradually becoming a little less specific on the injury and a little bit more like talk about like, hey, how can we improve your performance with your actual stuff that you do, squatting, deadlifting, bench press, that kind of thing,
right?
And having this sort of natural transition from the injury to exploring your health. And so the intent was to end actually with new aspirations and feeling maybe even better than prior to having the injury.
Yeah, and that's always a goal of ours, is like rehab doesn't have to be something that leaves you at a deficit of performance per se. Like our goal, and that's kind of the last phase of the rehab process here, is like bridging the gap between rehab and performance. And performance is what the individual wants to perform at. In this case, it was powerlifting. In some other cases, it's just being able to play with their kids for 2 hours, right? But like, we always start to transition the rehab process to be focused on that. And what do we need to implement to have that client feel like they are at a point where they can go perform the way that they want and not have the injury be something that is derailing that? And I think that that was very well highlighted in like the last session that you had with this client, which I was happy that I was able to be in this treating at the same time and be in the same area while this was going on. And I think like this kind of is where I want to transition to wrap up, is like we talk about the importance of creating unforgettable experiences. And that is a standard here. And one thing that we've talked about on this podcast a ton is like creating these moments for clients, because a client is not going to remember the exercise that you use to calm down their low back pain. They're going to remember the moment they pulled a deadlift off the floor that was heavier than close to any other deadlift that they've ever lifted, right? And that was something that you were able to create in that like last session, which fires me up.
Yeah, and that was the result of like many conversations.
Totally.
And sort of like having that natural transition, right? And then like, hey, do you want to take a stab at this today? Like, I think you're ready, you know, and just like pushing it a little bit. And then, yeah, she was able to go work through to like a heavy single for squat and deadlift.
Like some of the heavier weights that she's ever done before.
Yeah, like 90% of her highest ever.
Yeah.
And just helping her, like, you know, I want to inspire people, you know, I think we can do that, right? And show people what they're capable of. And in my ideal scenario, it doesn't always happen, but in my ideal scenario, like, we're not just helping people get back from injuries, we're helping them like redefine their limits. And I want to show someone and just like nudge at them a little, like, hey, like, what if you competed? Or like, what if you, you know, could do 250?
Yeah.
You know, or like whatever it is, right? But I just want to, I want someone to leave being like, oh man, like, I'm not even thinking about my injury.
Yeah. I'm thinking about like, what can I do now?
Yeah. What can I do?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's all about. I love movement and any form of like challenging your body. That's why I got into this.
Yeah.
Right. To help people have those big mindset shifts.
Yeah. And the cool part for me from the outside perspective, being able to watch that happen, is like, you know, the numbers are sick. Like that stuff fires me up. Cause like, one, this girl's strong. Like, I was impressed by that. But outside of that, her reactions, dude, like, that's the money. It's like, it doesn't matter what weight's on the bar. It's like when she's telling, when you're asking her like, how'd you feel about that? And she's like, more, more. And like, you can just see the smile and the confidence and the empowerment that is happening. She's asking you to take a video of her doing it. You know, she wants to do the debt. Like, there's just like, that is what it is all about. Like, those reactions are what, those are the moments we're trying to create, right? Those are the experiences that people are going to remember. And so I thought that was like super, super awesome. Like, that is what it's all about, in my opinion.
100%, you know, and I think that's where all those little things leading up are what allow you to have something like that, you know? It's not by accident, and it's not like I'm just willy-nilly being like, hey, set a PR today.
Yeah,
just go for it. No, it's not. Yeah. It's more than that.
Yeah. You know? And I think you hit on this before the podcast. We're talking about this is like, it's not like you're or any of us here are doing anything groundbreaking from a rehab standpoint, mm-hmm. from a principal standpoint.
Yeah.
Anyone listening to this podcast has the skill set from a principal mm-hmm. standpoint to help someone with this. Now, not to diminish the fact that, like, you know, you've invested in learning more about progressive overload and powerlift, like those are all additional things that allow for success. But from like a rehab standpoint, it's nothing groundbreaking, but it's how we package that and deliver on it is what creates these types of moments and leads to this, like, this level of success. And that's intentionally implemented, and it's a lot of why we push on the podcast. Like, it has not that much more to do with adding more skills from a clinical standpoint right away. It's like, you can do everything that we just talked about in your own way without having another clinical skill set added to your quote-unquote toolbox.
How can people do that?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Maybe you could join our mentorship.
Join our mentorship.
No, but that was really, really cool. And that ended up leading to the review, right? And a lot of times what we do is we have a process of, like, we send them a plan summary email of, like, what they did with us that was successful. We highlight those things, and then we'll ask people, like, hey, if you had a good experience, would you mind leaving us a Google review? A lot of people find us based off of our reviews, and more based off the quality of reviews that we get. And if you could share your experience, that might be able to help someone else find us. But you didn't even do that yet. And that she already left a review, like, instantly. And it was a hype review. Like I said, I wish I could read it. I'll try and put it on the YouTube video. Like, I'll screenshot it and put it in there. But that was also super, super cool to me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up there, because I could go on for days about this kind of stuff. But I think we just wanted to highlight, like, how a lot of this stuff that we talk about in the podcast on our mentorship comes together to all influence it. And I think this was a perfect example of how all those things come together to work. And it's not always this way. It doesn't always happen this picture perfect way, but this was a very timely opportunity to talk about it, because it does highlight that. And it was our 200th five-star review, which I'm very, very proud of, those reviews that we have. So shout out to the movement.
Sometimes the stars align.
Ah, this guy's a comedian. All right, guys, we'll get out of this episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. If you aren't subscribed to the podcast, make sure you subscribe. Head over there so you don't miss out on any episodes. If you want to see our beautiful faces on YouTube, head over there. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We put the video episodes out there. And then if you want to learn more about the Movement Mentorship, or you're interested in joining our next cohort, hit the website in the bio of our Instagram or in the show notes of this episode. You can head over there, check out more about the mentorship, and you can either apply or sign up to do a call with me to see if it's a right fit for you. But that's all we got for today, guys. As always, stay caffeinated. Peace.